next on the 5 o'clock report.
This is normal in September. This is not normal in July.
It teaches that black children are born trapped.
Very difficult decision, not a decision I wanted to make.
Oh, they love it. This is his first time here, so he's really enjoying it.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon and welcome to the broadcast. I'm Tracy Lynn. All eyes on the sky as Elsa barrels for the mainland of Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis says storm surge is a major concern.
Whether it's a hurricane, a strong tropical storm, those winds are what they are. They obviously have impact, but you're going to see a lot of rain dumped, particularly on the northern part of the state that is already saturated right now.
Elsa is bringing tropical storm force winds to the Florida Keys. NBC News' Sam Brock is in Key West.
These trees here are bending in the breeze. There's been significant surf crashing over the seawall. This is normal in September. This is not normal in July.
Brock says the storm could intensify as it moves northward.
The real question coming through the Keys now, as this tracks due north, is what's going to happen once it reaches the northern part of the Gulf Coast region in Tampa. Are we going to be looking at a hurricane status at that point?
The National Hurricane Center says the storm now has winds up to 70 miles per hour. A portion of the Florida Gulf Coast is now under a hurricane warning. It's been grueling, to say the least, for the search and rescue teams at the South Florida condo collapse.
We're able to remove 124 tons of debris, which is equivalent now to 5 million pounds of debris off the pile.
Miami-Dade Fire Chief Alan Kaminsky says crews are giving it their all.
These brave men and women, you know, we're going full speed, 110%.
Kaminsky thankful today that no first responders have suffered any serious injuries in the ongoing mission. The death toll is now at 34. This comes after city officials announced four additional victims that have been recovered from the rubble. A violent 4th of July weekend left at least 150 Americans dead. Gun Violence Archive says major cities reported more than 400 shootings. 26 people were shot in New York City, while in Chicago, 83 took a bullet. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy is sounding off over the latest endorsement of the controversial curriculum known as critical race theory. That endorsement comes courtesy of the nation's largest teachers union, the NEA.
Critical race theory teaches that the primary reason that America was founded was to maintain white supremacy. Not freedom, not rule of law, not equal opportunity, not personal responsibility, but white supremacy.
Kennedy calls CRT a fairy tale used by the far left to further divide the country and to promote their radical agenda.
Critical race theory also teaches that white children are born bad. It teaches that black children are born trapped. Critical race theory is cynical, ahistorical, and dumb as a bag of hair. America is not a racist country. We have racists in it, just like everywhere else.
During its recent virtual conference, the NEA endorsed critical race theory, saying the curriculum was, quote, appropriate for kids across the country. Meanwhile, a journalist known as a driving force behind the New York Times 1619 Project is turning down an offer of tenure from the University of North Carolina after a months-long debate over her place there.
I will not be teaching on the faculty of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. It's a very difficult decision, not a decision I wanted to make. And instead, I'm going to be the inaugural night chair in race and journalism at Howard University.
Journalism professor Nicole Hannah Jones tells CBS this morning she was scheduled to join the UNC faculty on July 1st, but will report to the historically black research university in D.C. instead. President Joe Biden is urging more Americans to get vaccinated as the Delta variant spreads across the U.S. Speaking at the White House, Biden said we're closer to being free from the virus, but the fight's not over yet. Millions are still not vaccinated, and the president said this Delta variant should cause everyone to think twice. A Christian leader says men in the U.S. are under siege.
I think men have been experiencing a pandemic of isolation and a crisis of identity. Masculinity has been under attack for several years now.
Chad Hennings is a board member with Promise Keepers.
We need to step up to the plate and define to culture and express and communicate to culture what it is to be a man of God, what is the definition of biblical masculinity.
Promise Keepers will hold a major conference for men in Texas next week. Still to come this Tuesday, declaring a gun emergency in New York, facing criminal charges in Pennsylvania, and keeping an eye out for a large mammal.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast for tonight. Muggy and warm. Clouds in and out with an isolated shower thunderstorm. Low temperatures mid-60s to the low 70s. Tomorrow, plenty of clouds, a couple of scattered showers and thunderstorms around. Temperatures peaking in the 70s near Lake Ontario, reaching close to 90 in eastern Pennsylvania. Thursday, area-wide cooler. Clouds, limited sun, a couple of scattered showers and rumbles, and high temperatures mainly in the 70s.
Thank you, Kevin. Now for what's happening where you live in New York and Pennsylvania. Governor Andrew Cuomo declaring gun violence a disaster emergency in New York today.
We're going to issue an executive order today that says I want from all the police departments across the state exactly where these shootings are happening so we have the information and we know where to target.
Mr. Cuomo pulling a page from the fight against COVID-19.
We found out where it was and we found the clusters. And then we attacked the clusters. You can do the same thing with gun violence.
Buffalo, Rochester, and Syracuse all saw another violent weekend over July 4th with over 20 shootings in all three cities. Republican Assemblyman Kieran Lawler insists bail reform is a big reason why.
We warned our colleagues who were pushing for these things. You're going to cause a crime wave. You're going to have a long list of victims, many of whom are going to be minorities, the very people that you represent, the very people that you claim you're trying to help.
Under the new New York order, a state police task force will be aimed at stopping illegal guns from entering the state at its borders. The former director of Luzerne County Children and Youth Services faces criminal charges. The PA Attorney General's office says the former director, Joanne Van Son, told employees to delete hundreds of reports of child abuse back in May of 2017, rather than taking the time to investigate each child line complaint. The 58-year-old Van Son now faces misdemeanor charges of endangering the welfare of children and obstruction. And in PA, just north of Scranton, the public pool is open at Lackawanna State Park. The pool was on the chopping block due to a lack of lifeguards, but officials were able to pull workers from other state parks to fill in. Parents are pleased.
Oh, they love it. This is his first time here, so he's really enjoying it. We have a pool at home, but it's just something different. She gets to play with kids and have a good time.
The pool at Lackawanna State Park will be open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Thursdays through Mondays throughout the summer in Lackawanna County, Pennsylvania. Next at 5, Stephen Tiber heads up a ministry that's making free home repairs in Buffalo. He speaks with Family Life's Bill Price.
8 Days of Hope started after Hurricane Katrina back in 05 and God opened up a door for us to love and serve families in need with free home repairs. And the goal was simple. We were going to help out a widow or a single mom or an elderly couple and help them rebuild their house in Mississippi. That was my plan, and very quickly God showed me that he was in control and I wasn't. We ended up taking 684 people in December of 05, and in 8 days, hence the name 8 Days of Hope, we rebuilt 84 homes for free in Bay St. Louis in Waveland, Mississippi. And that really birthed this national ministry. We now have traveled the country for the last 16 years. We responded to 60 different natural disasters, from Hawaii when the volcano erupted to snowstorms in western New York, tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding. I can go on and on. We have now helped 7,000 families rebuild their homes for free. $55 million will work. And wherever we have a building, we have three of them, our national headquarters in Mississippi, our northeast satellite in Buffalo, and our Midwest satellite in Iowa. We try to do something during the year with the local church and businesses to find a way to give back. That birthed the idea of 8 Days of Hope Buffalo. Our first one was 2 years ago. And we're excited for this upcoming summer.
Yeah, tell us about it, Steve. Where are you going this July, and what will you be doing?
So from July 17th to the 24th, we will be housing volunteers and providing leadership and tools and the equipment and materials. We're going to the inner city of Buffalo, the Maston District. We worked with local churches, and we found 100 families that needed home repairs. And so everything from a brand new roof, I think we're doing 15 brand new roofs in the Maston District. We're painting 26 different homes. We're doing carpentry work and repairing porches and concrete work. We're cutting lawns and doing landscaping and trimming bushes and cleaning out gutters. And you can come for one day or all 8 days. We're family friendly. All the information can be found on our website at 8daysofhope.com.
Yeah. So this doesn't cost those folks a penny. You're doing this for free.
You know, we are. We believe God has called the church to be a light in a very dark world these days. This has been a tough 15, 16 months. Already, 29 churches in Western New York are sending volunteers and resources. Volunteers are coming from 25 states already, coming to Buffalo in July to serve the brokenhearted. And so, you know, if you're listening today and you're skilled, you're a handyman, handy woman, you know, you feel like you can fix some small things, man, we want you. And you can rake a lawn or cut a lawn or carry shingles and hand them to the roofer, we need you. So come with your family, even if you're skilled, less skilled, all are invited and it's free.
I know this really puts bounce in your step to be able to help people that really can't help themselves. And just share with us just the joy you get from doing something like this, putting action behind those words and living our faith, not just proclaiming our faith.
You know, I tell our volunteers, you might leave exhausted, but your heart's going to be full. I use this next statement all the time. The best sermon I ever heard is the one I saw. And I get it. We need to know God's word. We need to be part of a local church. We need to have fellowship. But when your children and grandchildren see Jesus in action, that's going to speak as loud or louder than words. And that's what happens when you serve on a mission trip, even if it's not with 8 Days of Hope. You know, this year already, we've been to Louisiana because of flooding, Texas because of pipes breaking to an ice storm. We've been to tornadoes in Alabama. We built a safe house in Northeast Mississippi for those rescued from sex trafficking. But what this is near and dear to my heart, I was born and raised in Buffalo. I went to Bennett High. So to work with people that live in the city of good neighbors, trying to find a way to be a glimpse of hope to those feeling hopeless. I mean, it's the church, being a church, setting aside our differences and going to be the hands and feet of Jesus. Again, 8daysofhope.com. They can watch a promotional video. Love to have them join us July 17th. To the 24th.
That's Stephen Tiber with 8 Days of Hope, speaking with Family Life's Bill Price on practical ways we can demonstrate love to our neighbors. Now time for your market report brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Here's Family Life's Dave Margolotti.
Stocks were mixed today as the S&P 500 ended its streak of 7 consecutive days of trading higher. The losses in the S&P 500 led by energy, financials, and materials. Crude oil today dropping $1.42 a barrel. The Dow was down 205 points, the Nasdaq gaining 24, and the S&P 500 was off by 9. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
Thank you, Dave. Up next, Drive Home Sports with Family Life's Sonny Delfiat.
Thank you, Tracy. They're playing basketball. The Suns and Bucks tipping off the 2021 NBA Finals tonight in the desert. The first appearance for Milwaukee in the finals since 1974. The Bucks may be without their superstar forward once again. Giannis Antetokounmpo is now questionable for Game 1 tonight after hyperextending his leg in Game 4 against Atlanta. The Suns looking to make a mark. They're in their first NBA Finals since 1993. Chris Paul, his 17-year career, it's his first finals. Should be fun. To Wimbledon, and Novak Djokovic and Roger Federer advanced to the quarterfinals, both having milestone wins at the All England Club. Djokovic advanced to his 50th Grand Slam quarter. Federer picked up his 105th career victory at the tournament. On the women's side, Ashley Barty, number one seed, advances, but Americans Coco Gauff and Madison Keys eliminated. Major League Baseball Pirates host Atlanta. First place Mets at home against Milwaukee. Nationals in San Diego, Blue Jays in Baltimore, Phillies play at Wrigley, Yankees in Seattle. For Family Life, I'm Sonny Delfiat.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. A muggy night is ahead for tonight. With skies that'll be mixed, we'll have some limited fuzzy starlight and a scattered shower or storm in the area ahead of a cold front that'll cross the area tomorrow. In the meantime, for tonight, muggy and warm. Clouds in and out with an isolated shower thunderstorm. Low temperatures mid-60s to the low 70s. Tomorrow, plenty of clouds, a couple of scattered showers and thunderstorms around. Temperatures peaking in the 70s near Lake Ontario, reaching close to 90 in eastern Pennsylvania. Thursday, area-wide cooler. Clouds, limited sun, a couple of scattered showers and rumbles, and high temperatures mainly in the 70s.
Thank you, Kevin. Finally at 5, if you plan to travel in New York State this summer, keep your eyes peeled, not for bear necessarily, but for moose. Family Life's Jeremy Miller has the story.
The Department of Environmental Conservation is asking the public to report moose sightings as part of ongoing efforts to monitor the animals. While the Adirondacks are typically home to most New York moose, some of them can occasionally be found in southeastern New York and the Catskills. In the summer, when most sightings occur, they typically spend a lot of time in ponds and wetlands, feeding on submerged aquatic plants. Lots of moose are seen along the roadway, so make sure you drive carefully at dusk and dawn when they are hard to see. If you do see one near the road, don't block traffic. Make sure you keep your distance and stay quiet so you don't disturb them. Jeremy Miller, Family Life News.
Huh. That's the world we live in this 6th of July. Thanks for coming along. I'm Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.
The 5 O'Clock Report was brought to you in part by the House Connect family and Crickler Vending, with offices in Lancaster, Horseheads, and Rochester, New York.